Okay, great. Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on January 21st, 2014, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Today, we are honored to have Alan Seal, PCC, as our guest coach. Please do read Alan's complete bio and see his contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. You can read also about all of the coaches coming up as well. So here's an outline of our call today. Alan will coach his client for about 25 minutes. Then Jamie and I will interview Alan for about 10 minutes. Then we're going to open up the line for you all to be able to ask questions. And then at 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. Alan, thank you and your clients so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. So everyone, please sit back. We just invite you to relax, sit back, and listen in to this real coaching session. Alan, when you're ready, please begin your coaching.
Great. Thank you so much. And I'd like to welcome Rebecca, who's here with me to be my client on this call today. And so thank you, Rebecca, for being here.
Well, thank you. It's my privilege.
And thanks also, Sherry and Jamie, for the invitation to be with you. And it's great to be here on Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged.
Thank you.
So, Rebecca, we've worked together off and on for quite a long time. And so just to let people know that we do have a wonderful relationship in that way. And tell me where you'd like to begin today.
Well, I've been kind of all over the place, but what's coming to me is there's been a shift in my work, and I would typically be pretty scared about it and a little freaked out about it. The shift has been a couple of different things. You know, it's tax time, so I had to figure out my income for 2013, and I made half what I made the year before, and it was actually kind of a surprise to me because it seemed like I was working just as much. Mm-hmm. And then I also am just aware that there's been a shift in me and my focus. And, you know, some of the work that I've been doing consistently is just sort of fading away. And there's a part of me that wants to chase it down and get it back, and there's another part of me that's kind of fine with it.
Mm.
And so I don't feel stuck, and I think I'm a little confused because I'm not exactly sure where it's all going. And again, I usually would be really kind of scared about all this, but something in me is sort of trusting this, and I have no idea when I go into how is this all going to work and what I feel like I should be doing something about all this.
Mm.
And I'm, you know, it's not like I'm not doing anything, but I'm not, I don't know. I'm just sort of in this really curious, wondering place of what's going on and where is it supposed to go. And when I think up myself where I think I want it to go, then I go into the how and figuring it out and wanting to make it happen, and then it kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that probably doesn't give you much, but
it's a great place to start. So I'm wondering about if we just play a little bit with exploring different options or different pictures or feelings about where this work is wanting to go. Would that be a place maybe to just begin here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get up and move around? Are you on a headset?
I can get up and move around.
Perfect, perfect. So if we, just to set this up, if we can choose a spot in the room that can represent the place where you, in fact, would be having the greatest success in your work, and it's June of 2015.
Okay.
June 2015. Go
I'm
step into
there.
That. Okay. And in this spot where you are just having incredible success in your work, and take a moment to breathe into this time and space and tell me how it feels here. Where do you notice yourself being? Kind of what's going on? What do you pick up from here?
the first sensation is freedom. This sense of freedom and ease and fun, expansion. Like I'm really happy and surprised that it's you know, and I'm in a lot of different places. I'm traveling. And to places I probably wouldn't have thought up. And meeting a lot of really wonderful clients and participants and other coaches. And I'm here a lot where I live. People are coming to me. It's really fun.
And as you tune into what it is that you're actually how it is that you're actually serving people here? What is it that you're doing? What's the meat of your work?
Oh, the meat of my work. Wow, that's different.
Just tune into that.
Huh. It's groups. It's not so much one-on-one. It's lots of groups. And some are retreats. Some are intensives where, you know, like two or three people come at a time and I work with them really intensively, or I go somewhere else and do groups. It's groups.
And is there a particular theme that you've like advertised for these groups, or how is it did you put these groups out there? What do you know about that?
Well, the first thing that comes is what's always happened, which is word of mouth. You know, clients telling other clients and people and you know, me, what I've done in the past is sort of actually literally call people and invite them. And now, from here, it's some of that and some of more of an internet presence. And go ahead.
Well, so we're talking a lot kind of about the marketing aspect of it. I mean, how you did that. But what I'm really curious about is why do people come to you? What is it that they're coming to you for here in June of 2015?
Well, here's what I heard from a client recently. Someone called me and said, my friend told me that you're coaching him, and he told me to call you because you can see his soul.
So you can see people's souls. Wow. As you just take in this energy of 2015, coaching groups of people and coming from being able to see their soul, is there something else that feels important to notice here in June of 2015 about what's created so much success?
Well, what comes is, you know, calling my work what it is, and I just started reading Soulcraft by Bill Plotkin, and I went, that's it. There's the outdoor piece, you know, bringing people into, and it's not Vision Quest or, you know, Outward Bound. It's real development, personal. Go ahead.
Tell me where you are right now. What time? Are we back in 2014 or are we in June 2015 right now?
Oh, I just went somewhere in between.
It's okay. That's all right. So just come back here to June of 2015. Anchor yourself there again. Anything else that stands out is really important for you to notice here.
What I notice is so much of it is outside.
Okay. All right. Great. So let's leave here. Take a journey back through time, back to where you started out at the beginning of the call. And you've just gathered some information about an outcome that brings you a lot of success in June of 2015. So I invite you to go choose another spot now that can represent an outcome that brings you the greatest happiness in June of 2015. When you're ready, go to that spot.
Okay, I'm there.
And breathe into this. It's the outcome that has brought you such incredible happiness. Breathe into this time and space, June 2015. Tell me what you start to notice here.
Different clients.
What's different about them?
They're coming specifically for soul development and growth and really connecting to themselves.
And what kinds of walks of life do they come from?
Wow. They're all professionals. It just comes to me. All ages. Men and women. Lots of people, young people in their 30s. And for some reason, what came to me immediately was they're all in the work world in professional, all sectors, across sectors. But, you know, I guess sort of highly educated and really desiring this, a more integrated experience.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Rebecca. I remember way back in 2012 and 13 when we would talk then about how you had this real connection to young people. And so how interesting that especially they've really come along now here in 2015 and to do this soul work with you. What is it about this soul work that's making you so happy?
Oh, lots of things.
Something's touched inside.
Just a thing for, you know, I've been a teacher since I was 22 and I'm 64. And it's the next generations. It's the future generations. It's the potential and the world being so different.
Yeah. All right. We've gathered some information, really important information here in this outcome of greatest happiness. So we're going to do a little time travel again. Leave this spot and go back to the place in the room where you began. It's June the 21st of 2013. Yeah, a couple of deep breaths, just settling back. And then we're going to travel again. Let's choose another spot in the room that can represent an outcome in June 2015 that brings you such deep inner peace. Such deep inner peace. When you're ready, go to that spot.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, take a moment and take this in. June 2015, and you are at such deep peace. Tell me about this time and space. What's going on here?
Well, here's what's going on. this experience of looking out into the world and realizing that I'm creating all of it. That it's all coming through me as a reflection of me.
Rebecca, just take a moment. Here we are, June 2015. Breathe that in. You're creating this. Those are your words, that you're creating this. Just take that in. What else feels important here?
Well, that I'm not alone. That's important.
Mm.
Yeah, that's really big, that I'm not alone. Mm. And again, I just feel like I'm surrounded by these soul-based friends and colleagues and creators, and the world's different.
Mm. 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 Wow. I just had this sense as you're there with you that and as I'm here with you in June 2015, there's this energy of community, but community even is not quite the right word. I don't know. It's just something. There's this gathering of souls that, I don't know, it feels like that you're kind of walking a long journey with these people. These are not little short journeys. It's long, long journeys. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I started coaching, it's been long journeys,
mm.
which surprised me. It was sort of like I thought 3 or 4 months, and it ends up being like 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's so much depth and so much change and transformation and commitment and courage.
Mm.
And that's what I feel, is being in this place of so much peace around that it's we're vulnerable and courageous and willing and it's like deep community.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, let's just take this in, and then when you're ready, a little time travel back to that spot where you began, June 21st, or January 21st, 2013, 2014. Boy, I'm so traveling in time with you, I can't even keep track of the time anymore. January 21st, 2014, you're there?
I'm here.
You know, there's one more spot for us to visit, and there's another spot in the room that represents something you never, ever imagined in June of 2015.
Hmm.
Let's just go visit that.
Okay. Something I never, ever imagined.
Tell me when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. So take a moment to breathe into this time and space. It's something you never imagined. Let it show itself to you. What's here?
Oh, wow.
Yes?
I wrote a book.
Ah, wow. Tell me about this book.
It's just stories. It's my stories.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. And is it stories about Rebecca and her life, or is it stories with your clients or the people that you've served, or what are the stories?
It's actually stories about my life. It's actually just crazy, you know, wild stories of the truth.
The truth is they're really wild and crazy.
Yeah, it's like, okay, here it is. And how it all unfolded and this crazy wild path that I never would have thought up.
So, Rebecca, what difference has it made for you that now you've written this book?
Well, the impossible part of it is that the image I got is somebody interviewing me about the book.
Mm.
Just, you know, either, I don't know, somebody's asking me questions about the book and I'm being, you know, either in front of an audience or like this kind of an audience, a virtual audience, but that there's something there.
And that interviewer, tell me, as you're sitting there in that interview, what is the interviewer the most curious about?
How I knew to say yes.
Mm. Wow.
Just never made sense.
Wow. Rebecca, how did you know to say yes?
I just knew.
Hmm.
And what's interesting is, this is obviously really emotional. It wasn't because I was rebellious. It wasn't. I mean, it was just because I knew. I knew there was something else.
Mm-hmm. And Rebecca, as you remember back to January of 2014, when you were kind of in a quandary about, oh my gosh, it's tax time, there's all this money stuff, what am I doing? My income's changing, my work is changing. What, as you reflect back to that time, what do you realize that you knew already then what to say yes to? What was that? That it was time to say yes to?
It's time to say yes to writing.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Just tell the stories.
Take just another.
Wild and crazy too.
I can't wait to read.
I'm probably not alone. I'm sure there are lots of people who have their wild, crazy stories. But it's time. That's what I get. Is it's time. It's time to start.
So, well, it sounds like that we've drifted back to January of 2014. So just go on back there. It's okay. And take a moment. She settled back into January 21st of 2014. You've just gathered a lot of information here. What feels important to you now? What do you know now that you didn't know 20 minutes ago?
It's just the beginning.
Mm.
And that it's all okay.
Mm. And what do you know specifically about this whole question about income?
It's always shown up.
Mm.
I mean, as you know, I've worked since I was 14, and it, no matter how desperate it felt, it always showed up. And it expands and contracts, apparently. And when I say yes to what I really, really enjoy and am really called to, it's easy.
Mm. There's an energy inside of you right now that's alive in a new way. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get up once more and let that energy move you across the room? And as it does, talk to me about how is this energy moving you?
Oh, it's like having a it comes through me like from the earth.
Mm.
And comes out through my heart chakra, and it's like it's like a current in a river or a wave in the ocean.
Wow. And what do you know about how this current can carry you in the coming weeks and months?
That when I tap into it and say yes to it, it just does.
Mm-hmm.
It just leads me. It just takes me. I just know.
Mm. So, Rebecca, what are you saying yes to right now?
Saying yes to that current.
Mm.
To, you know, trusting my heart, my truth.
Mm-hmm. And in those moments, which, you know, might happen, that it slips away just for a moment, you lose it just, how are you going to come back to this?
Well, what's been coming to me, and this is brand new for me, is I am.
Mm.
That's it. And there's no sort of rest of the sentence like here to teach or here to, you know, it's just I am. I just keep getting that, and I keep thinking, oh, I am. It's me. It's all just all one.
Wow. So how are you feeling?
how when you're scared in a really good way and you're kind of shaky?
Yeah.
Like I remember giving birth and I was shaking all over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it feels like kind of shaky but in a really good way.
Wow. Wow. So as you kind of stand in this energy and you let this energy move you, what does this energy show you needs to be the focus of your thought and action over the next 6 months?
What comes is invitations.
Mm-hmm.
Inviting. You know, I'm good at inviting.
Mm-hmm.
When I invite people, they come.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a cool thing, is make the invitations.
Okay, make invitations.
Make the invitations, keep making them.
And then let's zoom in to the next 30 days. Let the energy show you what needs to be the focus of your thought and action over the next 30 days.
Well, there's a retreat I really want to do in March on the equinox around the element fire.
Mm.
And I need to find a place.
Mm.
Somewhere near Glacier Park.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to happen soon.
Okay. Great. You got that assignment. We zoom in to 7 days, the next 7 days. Let the energy show you what needs to be your focus.
Start writing.
Mm. Okay. Great. And we zoom into the next 24 hours to really, really anchor this for yourself in the next 24 hours. What needs to be your focus?
Well, right now I have someone I want to invite to an intensive,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to do in the next 2 hours.
Okay.
Which materialized this morning. So that's and locking that in, finding a place for that.
Okay, great. So you have some assignments here for yourself. And, you know, Rebecca, usually as I come to an end of a session, I ask the client, you know, what they realize are their assignments before our next session and what they're really asking of themselves. And but, you know, I know you really well. You have those assignments now that you've just given yourself. But I also know that sometimes it's a challenge for you to ask for something. And so I want to come to you and say, and as you move towards June of 2015, and all that amazing stuff that you saw that from that, what would you like to ask for and support from me?
Reminders. Email, just an email once in a while reminding me
mm-hmm.
of not what I need to do, because I know mm-hmm. what I need to do, but who I am.
Okay, you got it. We need to wrap up this session just in one sentence. If you just take a moment and breathe it all in one sentence, what do you take away from today?
To trust what's in me.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm. Okay, Sherry, we come back to you and Jamie.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Alan. And thank you, Rebecca, also for being here today.
Thank you.
Okay, so great session. Thank you, Alan. So I'll start with a question for you. And I guess it's a broad question. It's a big question, sort of an umbrella question, Alan. What was this like for you today, your coaching session? What did you like about it? And what was it like for you? I'm going to give you two questions, I guess.
What did I like about it, and what was it like for me?
Yeah, yes.
What I liked about it, well, in some ways they're the same. I think they're the same thing, really, because
okay.
What I liked about it and what it was like for me was that it was just a big discovery session.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the more I can help my clients stay in a discovery process, they find everything that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I liked that we were able to play with time and space. We were able to gather information. It felt like important things were happening for her in terms of insights and clarity. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I liked about it. And the session, how what it was like for me was just fun and curious.
Mm, yeah. Uh-huh. Great qualities for coach, right? Both. All of those. Discovery, fun, curious. Yeah. So, Ellen, I wanted to also ask you, you know, this is a client that you've worked with for a long time. You mentioned that during the session, and you had let us know that before you started, that this is someone that you've worked with for a long time. And so she's very familiar with some of the processes that you were using in this session. And at one point, I think you were calling it time travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing some of this work. Ellen, if you had a client who might push back and really doesn't want to be invited to that place, would you speak to what you do then or what you would do in that situation?
Well, it's an interesting question. I've actually never had anybody who wasn't willing to play with time because
uh-huh.
they get kind of curious. However, still with the question, I think the first thing I would want to go with, wow, if there's some reason they don't want to do that, that's great. Let's listen to that voice. It
yeah.
must have a message for us.
Uh-huh.
So there's probably a fear there or some resistance to actually stepping into a greater possibility that's unfolding, and that's something that's maybe important for us to explore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's completely okay if they don't want to go there. It just
right.
is showing us there's something else that wants to be worked with right now.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So that flexibility and to follow your client would also be there, I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. Jamie, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious, how do you prepare yourself before coaching? If there's anything specific that you do?
Well, yes, I usually just take a couple of minutes to kind of tune in to the client that I know I'm about to talk to and connect to their energy. My coaching is always by telephone or Skype because my clients are all over. So, and right now I happen to be in the Netherlands because I start the Transformational Presence Leadership and Coaching Program here tomorrow. And Rebecca's in Montana in the U.S. And so before this call, I just took a few minutes and settled in and connected to her just to feel her energy, and I was really looking forward to this time with her. I confess that I also spent just a moment with the Skype gods asking them to please cooperate.
That's great. And, you know, I guess this isn't a question, but I just thought it was a great moment when you were switching back and forth between the future and the present and all that, and you two had placed yourselves in one place, and then there was something that she said or a comment she made that you got that she was no longer in the future, or
yeah.
you know, and you know, you just asked her about that, and you were able to get back to where it was. And I just thought, I mean, I don't know if there's anything you can say about that. I just thought it was so interesting. I wondered how you got that.
From something she was saying, actually, that she started talking about the present as if I knew, oh, she's back in January of 2014 right now.
Okay.
When she was talking about, I think she was talking about the book Soulcraft, and, you know, that she just started reading that, and I realized, Oh, no, right. This is not in 2015. She's back there in 14. And that's okay. That happens all the time when you do time travel with clients, because they, you know, especially when they're not used to it, and Rebecca's really very good at this, but still they can start to slip around and lose being grounded in that particular time and space. And that's a really important thing for the coach to pay attention to, is just acknowledging if we've moved to a different time and space. You know, there was another moment towards the end of the session where I said, well, it sounds like you're already moving back to 2014, so let's just go on back there now.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be really aware, I think it's one of the biggest challenges of this particular tool, is just really keeping the client grounded in the particular time and space that you're standing in any given moment.
Mm. Yeah, great. Terrific. Sherry, do you have something else?
So you're talking about this tool, Alan, and so is this a tool that you typically use in sessions? I mean, or is it always there?
Oh, no, it's not always there at all. It's just what felt right. You know, when Rebecca first started talking about her, the topic she wanted to bring to the session, mm-hmm. at first I thought, well, you know, we could go back to the middle of last year and see where she was then, and we could be in today and we could go to the future. And I thought, no, but that's just carrying the baggage from the past with us. And mm-hmm. and then I felt like, let's go play with this and see what the future has to show her. I do time travel work a lot, but and using time and space, we actually call this shape sensing time and space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tool for using to help clients just explore different possibilities. But you know, there were other things that we might have done today to explore in different kinds of ways. This just felt like what maybe could be really helpful today. I wanted to get her completely in a discovery place, because she came into the session a little bit in a place of, oh my gosh, I made half as much money this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little stuck in this sort of circumstance place. And I thought, okay, we got to get into this place of discovery again. And that will show us some things about the circumstance. We'll learn more. I mean, at the end, I wanted to come back and say, so where are you now with this question of income and, you know, and so forth. And she was in a very different place about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that it wasn't going to really serve us to sit in the question of what am I going to do that my income was half as much this year. That was going to keep us in a figure it out place and not really get us very far.
Right. Okay, great. You know, Alan, we talk about on these calls that, and we want to illustrate and demonstrate and, you know, provide this place where people are being able to come along and see and experience coaching through the ICF core competencies. So
yes.
Would you just talk for a minute about which of the ICF core competencies would you say are really showed up the most for you today in this coaching session?
In some ways, I would almost rather ask you that, but you know, but I'll respond to that and say what I hope showed up here, and you can add or take away or whatever.
I would never take away from you, Alan. But go ahead.
No, I just hope that coaching presence showed up here.
Yeah.
I don't have the whole list of core competencies in front of me, so maybe I won't respond to all of them. But I would hope that coaching presence showed up. I would hope that. That powerful questions showed up. I would hope that clear communication showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that whatever it is around making a plan or you know, getting some sense of action showed up at the end when we started to talk about 6 months, 30 days, mm-hmm. steps, and so forth. And I don't know, I'm kind of drawing a blank on the other core competencies, so I'm just curious, maybe you can say if others that you heard showing up here.
Well, everything that you said I thought showed up brilliantly, Alan. Yes, I mean, you have and your intuition is something that that I've heard you talk about as you've been talking with us here, which is something that seems like a strength of yours that you bring.
Well, that's a huge guiding force in the
mm-hmm.
coaching for me, and I just follow the energy of what I sense mm-hmm. needs to happen next.
Yeah, I also heard the great respect and that you bring for your client into the session. So Yeah, amazing coaching presence. Beautifully done. And just one more question, and then we're going to open up the lines, Alan, for everybody else. But I just have one more thing, and that would be, what would you say, and maybe you've already said it, but what would you say is your, when you really look inside yourself, what's your greatest strength as a coach?
Thank you for that question. I don't think anyone has ever asked me that question. I think that I have a great strength to hold my client in their greatness and to invite my client into that greatness, to keep the client in discovery. I feel like I have a strength for keeping a lightness, even when we're dealing with very challenging and sometimes very difficult things, but to, I don't mean treat that lightly as in ha-ha funny, but rather to let there be light within it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right off.
Thank you. Thanks for answering that, Alan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so let's invite others to join in here. Everybody, what are you noticing? What are you curious about? If you'd like to ask Alan a question, if you have a comment, acknowledgement, or a question, if you just please say your first name and then go ahead. And what you'll need to do is press *6. Who would like to go ahead?
Hi, it's Brianne.
Hi, Brianne. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for this hour, and also, Alan, thank you for the demonstration of the session, and Rebecca. It was really wonderful.
Thank you.
I love your voice and your unique, beautiful way of your being present with your coaching client and the process that you took her through. And you mentioned, you know, this is just one of the, you know, ways that you'll time traveling that you'll bring with a client. I'm curious what, you know, as we're refining and defining our own voice, what would you say are, like, the primary, I'm not sure how to ask this. You know, I know curiosity and just full presence and non-judgment, being an objective, a witness. What would you say, you know, like, you have this process that you use as you know, how one might go about a process similar to this, you know, that might help us move our clients along? I don't know if that's a...
Well, I don't know. What just strikes me, Brian, as you're asking the question is, it's, a process can be important, and to have a certain amount of facility with whatever the process is you want to take your client with. I mean, that you have, you're good at taking the client through a particular process. But beyond that, it's about being so fully present and recognizing or not having a plan. It's about not having a plan in a funny kind of way, you know, mm-hmm. of even when you're using a process, because it has to be about being so right there with the client. And, you know, if you notice, all of my questions came out of Rebecca's words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something that she said was just, okay, so that shows us what we need to talk about next. And, you know, at one point, I don't even remember what it was now, because, you know, when you're very present with the session, you don't remember details about it a lot, but there was something... when I asked her, Rebecca, so, wow, what has happened when you've really... Something I asked her to really step in and own. Mm. You know, it's just because that's what wanted to happen right in that moment. Mm. It's about being so fully present that you are on a journey with your client and you're taking that journey with them. And in this case, when we were getting her up and moving around the room, that you're moving around the room too with them. You know, it's you're with them every step of the way.
Oh, I love that. Move around with them so you're actually physically...
Absolutely.
Energetically
Absolutely.
Connecting movement.
Yeah. because I'm traveling in time too with her, you know. Or if we're just looking at different possibilities or whatever, even if we're doing something where we float something out of the middle of the room and we wander around it to get different perspectives, it's another tool called Enlightened Dialogue. You know, I'm up and moving around. We're on the phone or on Skype, but I'm up and moving around just as I have them up and moving around because we're in this together. We're taking a journey together. To me, that's what the coaching session is. We're taking a journey together.
Mm-hmm. So on that journey, I just want to follow that up with to tie it in. On that journey, at the beginning, Rebecca was talking about feeling all over the place and kind of trusting it all and feeling like she should be doing something, and there was the issue at one point of income. As you're present with her, I mean, is it just you're hooking in, your intuition that led you to go to this process as opposed to some other place, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just my intuition because, you know, before the call, I thought, wow, I wonder where we're going to go. What tools are going to show up here or what our process is going to be? I have no idea where that's going to be, as you never do before the session. You have to see what shows up with the client. But what I knew was we had to do something that was getting her centered again back in herself. And centered in her body and centered in a potential, coming from potential as opposed to coming from problem solving. And
great.
So we moved right into an energy. And part of that is, that's again, not so much a process. It's a part of when I start to hold that intention for the client and that they're going to come into a centered place and I'm holding that energy, you know, it starts to happen. Because you're holding a space. You're holding an intention for your client. And when we hold that intention, you ask something about what do I do to prepare. I mean, that is another piece, is what is the intention that I hold? I fully have the intention going into a session that something big is going to happen in that session. There will be a breakthrough or there will be a shift. I have no idea what, I have no idea how, but I hold the space that something very important is going to happen in this session.
Right. So what I'm hearing you say is focusing on the client, not the situation.
Right, totally.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely
wonderful. Thank you for putting language to that. And again, thank you for your presence here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Who else has a question or comment? Pressing star 6.
Hi, this is Cecily.
Hi, someone's speaking, but I can't hear you very well.
Yes, this is Cecily. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you please speak up? You're very quiet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just briefly a comment to our presenter. I appreciated this very much. It was in my view, it was artful and very much an enjoyable example of coaching, I think, at a very wonderful level. So thank you very much. That's all I wanted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cecily. Okay. Thank you very much. Who else?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Thea. I just have a question around how you get your clients to, you know, have measurable goals and targets to set those when in the planning section.
Mm-hmm. We asked about, you know, towards the end when I asked about what's your assignment over the next 6 months and so forth. And she gathered information there. She knew that she had needed to write and she needed to extend invitations and I don't remember. Oh, and set, find the place for this retreat that she wants to lead. So those are very concrete assignments that she came with to herself there. So in my coaching, I'm not so concerned about measuring things. Maybe that's just because also the kinds of people that come to work with me. Clients come to me because they have pretty big visions and big things that they are after in the world. And and they tend to be pretty motivated. To me, it's about helping them get very clear. When people ask me what I do, One of the ways I answer often is I help people do the big work inside that they need to do to be able to do big work outside. They tend to know what they need to do on the outside. They tend to know the steps. They know what to do. Mm-hmm. But the big stuff is who to be and how to work through whatever their fears are, their resistance, their doubt in themselves, their lack of confidence in something. It's the being stuff that I'm working with the most. And then occasionally, yes, there comes to, like I have a client right now who's doing some pretty important policy, healthcare policy work. And he's having kind of a hard time doing the writing that he knows he needs to do. So we're kind of establishing some accountability stuff there around writing and how he's going to be in touch with me about that. But that's, so sometimes I will ask for something very specific. But I find that most of the time when we get the being really aligned, you don't need much accountability stuff. They are on fire and they're running.
Thank you so much for that. That's what I feel as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you. I think we have time for one more.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Michael. And Alan, thank you so very much for just a brilliant session. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Obviously, your intuition is a major part of your work. And you're in your intuition, I'm sure there are times where you feel that you're intuiting something that your clients are not really getting. And how far do you go to give them either hints or push them or coach them, I guess is the right word, to the place where you in your intuitive sense feel they need to be going?
Yeah, great question. I'm not hesitant to say, I just keep having a picture of a black dog or, whatever that is. I'm not hesitant to say, I keep hearing this word or I just keep seeing this picture. Does this mean anything to you?
Okay.
So the key is to not interpret anything that I'm getting. I don't give any interpretation of it. Mm-hmm. I just say, here's this picture I'm getting or here's this. So tell me if that means something. What does that mean to you? And then they take it from there. So it's still leaving it up to them to gather the information, gather the messages. I'm not telling them things in that way. But at the same time, if this picture just keeps coming or this word keeps coming, I know from experience, then there's something here that needs to come through.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. I love that you said that. That's such an important point, I think, that you are not interpreting.
No.
You as the coach, that's not what we do, right?
No, it's not what we do, and yet it's really important that, many of my clients, especially my clients who are coaches, will often say, now look, I want all of you.
Right.
We
know that happens.
Don't stick to the rules too much, I want all of you here. So it's that we're not going to do the work for our clients, but at the same time, our clients have come to us because of what we have to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to honor that as well.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Jamie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. All right, great. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your questions. And as we wrap up, I want to invite you to take a moment and think about what's a core competency that maybe you heard in Alan's coaching or you're thinking about for yourself that you'd like to learn more about or perhaps strengthen in your own coaching? Or do you have a takeaway from today's session that you'd like to share? So we're going to unmute the line. Actually, we don't need to because we're still unmuted. So who would like to share a takeaway from today's session? And again, people need to press *6, right, Jamie? They do, yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Either a takeaway from today's session or a core competency that you're really kind of thinking about right now.
Hi, I guess it's Brienne. I guess I'll say something.
Okay, great.
Thank you. You know, I love, Alan, what you said about holding the intention for something big to happen, that's what you do. And with that, also feeling validated about trusting my own process, my own intuition, using my own voice in the way that it wants to happen.
That's hey, great.
Big takeaway. It's like, you know, it's always sort of like what wants to happen here with the client, and I'm also getting more and more the more and more I coach. It's really what wants to happen here as a coach as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Brienne. All right, good. One more person. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to mute the line one more time. And in closing today, I just want to thank you again, Alan, for your incredible coaching. It really was a delight to listen to you coach today. Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And next month, we will feature Nancy Olson, PCC. The call will be on February 18th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we hope everyone will join us. Now I'm going to stop the recording and give the final code word.